Is your faith hidden away? Or are you ready to let the light of the gospel shine in every workplace, conversation, and challenge, no matter the cost? What would change in your life and community if you truly refused to be ashamed of the message, the hope, and the truth of Jesus Christ today? Let's dive in. Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I hope you're having a great day. Our goal is to give you some Bible on your way to work. So if you have a 10-minute, 15-minute drive, we're going to fit right in that time frame and get you pumped up to share Jesus in your workplace, because we know changed hearts make change culture and change policy. If you enjoy these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you are in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle, and this will help us all grow together. So today we're in the Romans chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. We're in a series called The Gospel. Let's check it out really quick here. It says, "So for my part, I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'But the righteous man shall live by faith.'" So I want to ask you, you're heading into work today, are you ashamed of the gospel? Or have you hidden your light under a basket, or put it under a bush, or hide it under something that so people can't see it? I want you to think about being unashamed of the gospel today. We know this. We know that when we embrace the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, that when we're not ashamed of those things, that we're sinners saved by God's grace through faith, it changes how we think. So we're going to think about, what does it mean to be ashamed that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, or was buried, or rose again, or appeared? Well, did you know where shame comes from? In Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, it says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." So before the fall, this is Genesis chapter 2, they were unashamed of their nakedness. And yet, when sin crept in, there's a shame that began to creep into our hearts as well. And so that's where shame comes from. It comes from the fall. And we need to think about not only obviously being clothed and all that kind of good stuff, but we also need to think about our gospel message that we have. And are we ashamed to share that with others, the hope that is in us? I love this psalm. It says in Psalm 119, verse 116, "Sustain me according to your word, that I may live." Do you see God's word as the very substance that sustains you each and every day? "That I might live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope." In Washington State right now, in the public square, there is a lack of hope among those who believe in the Bible, among those who believe in conservative ideas, among those who believe in limited government. There is a lack of hope because we're living in a time and a season where the majority party doesn't hold to some of the same ideals and ideologies that we have from a biblical worldview. But I love this. He says, "Do not let me be ashamed of my hope." And I want to encourage you, do not be ashamed of your hope. Now, as Christians, our hope is not in President Trump or in Bob Ferguson or anyone that is elected. Our hope is in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. So then why do we get involved in those other areas? Because we want to steward them. We want to influence. We want to be people who take the gospel message to those elected officials and see them changed and transformed. But our ultimate hope is only in one, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Almighty God, ruler of the universe. He is our only hope. And so we should not be ashamed of that. We should not be ashamed of the fact that we know that on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, our faith is built. So let's go on. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved of God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." And think about this for a moment. When we accurately handle the word of truth, it influences, it affects, and effects every aspect of our day. You think about it, you walk into that public square, and when you accurately handle God's word of truth, you're not going to buy into the false ideology of DEI or the false ideology of, you know, whatever may be pressing in of worshiping the creation. You are going to stand true and know that we steward the creation, that we are to love all people, that our ability to move forward should be based upon merit and not upon skin color or other distinguishing factors. And we should see that there should be a level playing field for everyone, that whether it's male, female, that kind of thing. And we know that that is not created from all this ideology that's coming in and around us. So we need to accurately handle the word of truth. And another aspect of that is there is such thing as truth. It's not your truth, my truth, that truth, the other truth. It's God's truth. We may have different perspectives of God's truth, but there's only one truth, and that is God's truth. So we want to diligently present ourselves approved to God. Approved to who? Approved to God as workmen who do not need to be ashamed. So how we handle God's truth today in the public square is incredibly important. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. There's a little extended portion. It says, make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer or thief or evildoer or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. Think about this. He says, hey, don't suffer for doing the wrong things that are contrary to righteousness. Don't suffer for those things that bring disgrace upon the family of God. Don't suffer for those kind of things. But suffer for the gospel message, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ, that your hope is built on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you know that there is truth and that you're not going to proclaim and buy into the lies of our culture today. Suffer for those things, for those absolutes in the Word of God. For it is in time for judgment to begin with the household of God. This is important because we know this, that the household of God is where the judgment of God begins. And we need to understand that God wants to refine us. He wants us to be a bride that is beautiful to Him. And it begins with us. First, what will be the outcome of those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it was with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God. So we need to suffer for the right reasons. We need to suffer according to the will of God, shall entrust their souls to the faithful Creator in doing what is right. And here's what I know. You may have a manager that is very annoying, and maybe you don't like him, you don't care for him or her, and you're thinking, what should I do? What do I do? Suffer for doing the right thing, for doing the will of God. Don't suffer for doing the wrong things or being obnoxious or disobedient or those kind of things, but suffer for standing in righteousness. So today I am just believing this, that we're not going to be ashamed of the hope God has placed inside of us. The best days of Washington State are yet ahead. I don't put that hope in our elected officials. I put my hope in Jesus Christ. And so I look to the future and I say, God is going to do a work. He's going to revive the next generation to see them changed and transformed from the inside out. So it's only through the gospel message of Jesus Christ can that happen. I'm not going to be ashamed of Jesus. If people ask me, why are you so happy? Why are you so positive? Why are you so joyful? It's because of Jesus. I'm going to share Jesus with those around me. Not ashamed of God as my creator. We read that up above. He created me. We all have different personalities. We all have different desires. We all have different things inside of us. And He created us, and we want to bring those into submission underneath Him so that we can bring glory to Him. I'm not going to be ashamed of being a workman for the Lord. We're out there on hire. Maybe our paycheck comes from a certain employer, but we are not there to be hirelings for them. We are there to do our work as heartily as unto the Lord. And finally, I'm not ashamed of God's righteousness. God has a right way and He has a wrong way, and I'm not ashamed of that. Narrow is the road that leads to life, and wide is the road that leads to destruction. So that's what we're going to do today in the public square. Let me pray over you as you go to work today. I'm just going to ask that God bless you and make you unashamed of the gospel message. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, God. And as we head into work today, I pray that we will not be ashamed of the gospel message. It is the power of salvation for those who believe. And so, God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Change us from the inside out, oh God. Let us share the good news with someone today. Let us stand firm in truth and in righteousness and in holiness today, God. Let us not be ashamed that we're on the narrow road, not the wide road that leads to destruction. Let us know that you are our creator. Lord, I pray for someone who may be discouraged today and they're thinking, do I quit? Do I stand up? Do I do whatever? Give them divine wisdom today. Give them divine assignment today that they would be able to be used by you in a mighty way. I pray for those who may be thinking, you know what? It's very repetitive what I do all day and they're bored with what they do. God, give them newness of life in those areas. Rejuvenate them as they drive in, as they do the very things that you have called them to do. And I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace that are upon each of these listeners today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you're enjoying these podcasts, I want to encourage you to become a monthly partner with FPIW or FPIW Action. It really does help us move the Word of God forward in the public square, in the public arena. So like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.